couple things that we want to do. In a minute, we've got prophetic teams of three, and that is so that we can practice the gift that we carry, as well as the gift that shows up as Jesus steps into the midst of us. A lot of times, if there's a couple of us engaged in a prayer focus, one prays or one prophesies, and that ignites the Christ in the midst to speak a word, to awaken a word within. And so it grows up. It could get larger than just one-on-one prophecy. But it also gives us that safety net where we're kind of all a part of the conversation. It's not just like a one-on-one. My friend Jordan Lee, Jordan and Aubrey just had their baby last week. Yay! Yeah, Brooklyn. And I don't know where Jordan came up with this, but it's simple. When we would do prophecy, he said, all right, this basically, you just got to remember this. No mates, no dates, and no babies. Meaning, don't come looking for a mate, a date, or a baby. And we won't give you a mate, date, or baby, because though that can happen, it tends to be a much more a prophet than just a simple gift of prophecy. And it can be really right on, but it can also be really wrong because you get too specific. And so we're not going to try to fix that. And no counseling. But what does prophecy do? I was reminded this morning or this afternoon in prayer. Do you know who gave the first prophecy? It was God in the garden. And you know who he prophesied to? The devil. And he told him that the seed of the woman was going to come and crush his head. And sure enough, he did. Amen. Sure enough, he did. Amen. So though life carries consequences and sometimes we're all in a funk and we don't know what to do with next, God is always looking to our future. And he is committed and convinced that the devil will not win in any area and Christ will be Lord in every area. So that's what we can expect. First Corinthians 14, you've all read this before, I'm sure. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, verse 1, but especially that you may prophesy. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. That is like a simple blueprint onto what you can expect and what God wants to communicate in the gift of prophecy. He wants to edify. Edify, we always used to say it means to build up. But it's building up intentionally to the purpose to which we were called to. In other words, the Lord knows us better than we know us. And he's intending to grow us up into Christ, and we will become all that Christ called us to be. It's just a matter of time. So prophecy will call us forward. It calls us up. It calls us, strengthens us. But it also exhorts us, which can be comforting and huddling and calling us in tighter, calling us closer to Jesus. And then, of course, it is a comfort. It's like a support. It's, you're okay. I love you. You're not forgotten. I know who you are. I'm with you. You will. So expect encouragement. Simplest way. And if, I always say this to everybody. I say, if you read the Bible and it starts condemning you, stop. Reset, restart with Jesus as the payment for all condemnation, and all that you're to read is identification in his new place of blessing. Same as with prophecy. It's as much as we're not trying to instruct people on what to do, it's certainly never to condemn. Sometimes we are under a blanket, and we believe tonight the veil is going to peel away. You can just sense it. And you'll hear things in your spirit. I've already heard things in my spirit that no one else has said, but the Holy Spirit's talking. But when that veil pulls off, it's going to open our eyes to start seeing and hearing. And if something gets triggered, like a statement, and you go, oh, that reminds me of this thinking and feeling and yuck and don't do anything but just disengage and say, no, thank you. Not to the people prophesying. Be kind to everybody prophesying. but to the sound. You see, The funny thing about prophecy is that, A, it is through people. Therefore, it has always got a measure of the person. Also, it is to within the maturity of the people that it's going through. And sometimes, we used to call it like gasoline. You can get premium and unleaded. There's some that's just like going, whoa! And then some is like, okay. But it's up to the hearer. It's the hearer that's supposed to judge everything. Do you know what I mean by that? Every time I've been in the move of the Spirit where he starts expounding himself in visions, dreams, and prophetic sound, if we try to make sure we have no mistakes, we will just basically start to close the funnel and turn off the hose. But if we teach everybody to be responsible with what you hear, I remember Kenneth Hagin used to say that you have to have the common sense of a horse to eat the hay and spit out the sticks. Separate the good from the bad and be free to carry the good and leave the bad. And sometimes things that we go, whoa, I don't know where that means. The other thing you do is we used to say you shelf it. That means you just go. And just go on. Because sometimes that, later on you go, whoa, that was huge. That was huge. Along with prophecy, I think the other powerful thing is the value in it. Do you want to say something? Am I going? She doesn't want to say anything.
Well, you know, I'm usually babysitting at this time, and so it's really way past my bedtime.
Yeah. We got the grandkids at home. Okay. Now I lost what I was going to say.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Thank you. When you hear, grab it. Yeah. Don't be shy. If someone says something awesome, it's God. Yeah. If something's big and wonderful, it's God. He only knows big, wonderful, and awesome. Yeah. He's not like going, well, you know, I used to have a big plan. It never changes. It's always increasing. It's always Christ. So it has to be big and wonderful. But then when you grab it, record it. You're welcome to use, if you've got a phone with a recorder, turn it on and just let it be, you know, recorded so you can then go home and listen to it. If you are better at just collecting it in the moment and then writing it down, that's just as powerful. If you hear God saying something to you in the prophecy and then you go back the next day and you listen to it and what you heard God say was better than what you hear on your phone, listen to what God said. Because he'll talk on top of us. He'll talk over us. So just listen to what you hear God say. But then if you value it, which is like where you go, we use it for meditation. We use it for prayer. We press in. A lot of times the sound will grow, like in thickness and depth. And what I've found is that if you carry it, and it will actually become a strength. As Paul said to Timothy, he said, I want you to be able to wage war with these prophecies. I want you to be able to say no to the opposite that's trying to steal and kill and take away. So I can't even show this story about with Noriko and Allie. Just about a year ago, Noriko had gotten a word, wrote it down to Allie. And Allie did it for Noriko. Okay, so Allie got a word, you wrote it down, and then... Okay, Allie gave Noriko a word, and she went home and wrote it down and then prayed into it for the last year. Then just last week, she came and gave Allie the word back and said, I believe this word is now for you. Yeah. See how that works?
Yeah.
There's the possibility of a lot of growth. So what we're going to do now is get our prophetic teams up. So if you guys will start moving up, and we're going to have to collect and sort this out. We're going to try to have teams from those doors into the cafe all the way to those doors, north doors into the sanctuary. So we're going to spread out. We're going to bring some music. Everybody online, Cammie and I are going to stay up and prophesy and share the things we're hearing. So if you've been invited, you were joined, we're finding places, and we just got to get people into three. So I'm going to let Noriko and Brian work on grouping and making sure we go all the way down. And yeah, so let's continue.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that tonight the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is here. And Lord, you spoke to me, which Stephen instructed us not to say God spoke to me, but you did, that the hem of your garment was going to pass over this prophetic group, Lord, and that as people could reach up and touch it, Lord, everyone would be healed, Lord. There wouldn't be anyone that wasn't touched by you, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, that you said you were going to begin to move in unusual ways, Lord, in ways that we weren't used to seeing, and that if we could just go with you, if we could flow with you, we'd see those areas in our lives and in our nation, Lord, and our neighbors, Father, around the world, Lord, that have been so locked up, we could see it unlock in the name of Jesus. Wow. Father, I just thank you. You are the captain of the host, the mighty one of Israel. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are more than able to perfect every single thing that concerns every person in this room, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're dropping on us a gift of faith so that we can believe, Lord, the things that we've struggled with in the past. In Jesus' name.
So if we spread this group out a little further too, Brian Norco, just so you get a little space in between. We know who's the group and who's not. You're kind of all super crowded, so go just puddle in and... We are, before we invite everybody up, because this will be sweet. This will be really powerful. The Holy Spirit, the wonderful, beautiful gift of Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it is expedient. It's better that I go, because if I go, then I will send the Holy Spirit. And he will remind you of everything I've ever said and guide you into all the truth, and he will empower you. He will show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit's beautiful ministry is to, he alone knows everything Jesus has said to us and will say to us. So he has the authority to speak on behalf of Jesus. Because Jesus said that everything the Father has is mine. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will take of mine and show it to you. He went on to say, and everything the Father has given me, I give to you, and the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you. So anticipate. It's like connections. We carry promise. A lot of our promises have been warred over. We're in conflict. And then God comes and he wants to speak, and he looks to connect to the confirming word. He looks to affirm the word he's already spoken. He looks to strengthen the connection to heaven. The capacity to expand in faith is exponential. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you, Lord. Because next thing you know, we hear, and then he hears, and we speak, and we grow. So look for confirming words. Listen for the Holy Spirit. And it is, again, we are just people, but the rest of the movement, the most of the movement, all of the sound of life is coming from Holy Spirit. That's why we value the gift of prophecy. So let's stand together, and then I'm going to go ahead. We're just going to ask a blessing to welcome Holy Spirit. Oh, also, this is the coolest thing. Everything leads us to Jesus. Everything brings us to we had this picture, a vision, someone had a vision of as we were hearing the words of the Lord being spoken and prophesied, that we were then turning to Jesus, and he was walking through the midst of us and healing us. He was taking out traumas out of our life and removing pain and loss and confusion. And then in that embrace, there was this re-strengthening to go back into the future, go forward into the future. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this house. We welcome you in this house. Your ministry is to glorify Christ and to remind us of all that Christ has said, all that Christ is going to do, all that Christ has been given for us, and all that we have in him. And we welcome this ministry and receive you. We receive you in our coming for prayer. Jesus, we thank you that you have a purpose that was set in motion before time began. We're not accidents trying to figure out why are we here. We are on purpose in Christ to the glorification in the image of Christ. So, Lord, we ask you for the architectural words tonight, architectural strengthening of our journey into Christ. We ask you for the exhorting words that call us closer to embrace and hold our place and let the word of the Lord come alive. And we ask you for comforting words that just allow us to rest and to refresh and to renew. We bless you, Jesus, that you are here, and we welcome the sound, and we ask you for it to now come alive in all of us. All of us. Whoa. Lord, just show me. Everybody put your hand on our bellies. Let's just ask for the river to start flowing. Lord, let the sound of your river, the river of life, Jesus Christ, the words of life flowing out and coming in and hearing. We just join faith to faith, and we move our hearts toward hope. And we say, we turn to you, and now all veils go away. All limitations that have been draped over our lives through circumstances and lies and struggles and troubles and disappointment. We say, we turn to you, Jesus, and the veil is taken away. Whoa. Yes, Lord. Okay. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. There'll be like groups of two, three people. Come on up. Come on up. Yes, Lord. Come on up. Everybody online, just now you get this. You'll get to join yourself in. Prepare your heart. There's all the way on the other side of the drums, all the way over to the cafe. And then once we finish, then just get behind a group, then you'll be ready for the next, once they free up. So those of you online, we're going to begin to speak life and prophecy. Well, while you're waiting, don't turn a deaf ear. Turn a living ear. You may hear something better in the line than you hear when you come up. That's the cool thing about God. Once we're in an atmosphere of him speaking, he starts changing before you even get to the meeting. So those of you that are sitting watching us, we just speak. I heard the Lord say there's been conflict over an authority that's creating a friction where you don't know how to relate to God. And God is bringing you back into alignment, and he's going to then address the authority to recenter back on you, back on God's purpose, so you won't be in conflict with each other. First, you come into that sound of his voice. He's affirming, confirming you so that you hear the sound of his voice. And then he's also going to bring you up into that peace and then speak to the authority. It could be a husband and wife. I think it has to do with an employer-employee relationship. But it's something that where you've been struggling and you don't know if you should break free because you think you're under restriction. But God's saying, if you will just step into that moment, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, the Lord really put on my heart today that there were very difficult situations that he wanted to come and he wanted to resolve, but it wasn't by you doing anything, it was by him doing something. And he was coming tonight to begin to bring that infusion of the oil of joy, the oil of gladness that would work within difficult relationships. And I think that has to do a lot with employees, employers. I saw, though, also court cases. And I saw in marriages that there were places that were difficult conflicts that just weren't seeming to be able to be resolved. And the Lord was saying, I see it. I understand better than you do everybody's heart in this situation. And I am coming to heal and to deliver. I'm coming to soften hearts. I'm coming to bring understanding and resolution. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you, Father. I thank you that you are the mighty one of Israel, and you know how to work within difficult situations. You know how to help us know what to say and what not to say. Lord, I thank you that you lead us in these places, Lord. Lord, I thank you for new ears that can hear what you are saying tonight. Lord, I thank you, Father, for patience. I thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the Spirit being released. In Jesus' name.
This is a word not just to people online, but everyone here, and if you're in the middle of waiting. As soon as we started, the Lord brought to my remembrance Saul, when he would get out of his order and he tried to get to David, who was inside the prophetic circle, that he was influenced by the Spirit and came back to his right mind. And David was strengthened in his assignment. Now, I got a red light here. I want a red light there. And so I just believe right now the Lord is changing the atmosphere for every one of us, over every one of us. He's shifting the atmosphere back to a heavenly atmosphere, to think clearly, to see clearly, to hear clearly. So, Lord, I just release that, both online and in the sanctuary. We have no power and we have no capacity to change, but you are all power and you know where we're going, so you have the all capacity to bring us to change. So we now loose off all minds and all of us out of order because of persecution. There's been a number of people just chased. You've been jealously fought over. You've been harassed. You've been, it's just almost like you've more abuse than you think you should ever go through. And the Lord says, I'm about to just first and foremost come inside, my beloved, and let me cause you to rest again. It's like a safety moment, like, And when we come inside, then there comes reclarity, reaffirmation. You have been given a high calling in Christ Jesus, a high calling to complete the assignment God gave you. All of us in this room, everyone online. And so there's an atmosphere changing. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit is shifting. Filling wherever you are, whatever's going on in life, it doesn't matter. Right now, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit's coming and settling inside of the kingdom and you inside that kingdom. And there's just allow that to rest in you. Just step in, step in, step in. Hallelujah. Everyone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Keep on pulling, everybody, and keep listening. This one is to all of our friends in Israel, Jan, Gregory, Rebecca, and any of the other friends. Lord says he's established you in a land of his heart, and he's given you a heart for the people of the land, and he's given you favor with them. But it's about to go up a whole nother level. Doors are opening that no man will shut. You have a little strength. You've kept his name. You've not denied his name, and you've kept his word. And the Lord says he's opening doors that no man can shut, and shutting doors no man will reopen. And Rebecca, you're going to finish your assignment. Before you finish it, a new door will open to which you will, there may be a multiple door, so it'll be a prayerful time. Lord, where do I go next? How do I give myself to this next assignment? So be ready for that invitation or the door opportunity that opens that you're going, wow, I think this is where I'm going. And Gregory and Jen, the Lord is on your behalf right now, speaking into the hearts and minds of those who make decisions concerning your future. And they're turning the heart of each one to the purposes of Yeshua and of Elohim and of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to establish you in this beautiful place that you've given so much of your life to already. The door is opened. The hearts are changing. Decisions are being made in your favor.
That's right.
Whoa.
And for all of you, I feel that the Lord's wanting to give you a gift of rest and refreshing. I so sense the joy that you've caused his heart just by serving his people. And he's going to come and return some things to you that are like desires of your heart. And so just, you know, it's nothing you have to go do. Just be prepared to receive in the name of Jesus.
In just about 1 minute, we're about 10 minutes after I'm going to say shift. And so those of you that have been in prayer, being prophesied over, we're going to release you for the next group to come in. Just so that we can get long and long, but we want to stay within about a 6 to 8 minute time. If there's another door open, you go to that other group. But I believe we'll about 1 minute go shift and we'll step into that next moment. Hallelujah. Well, there is a broken heart out. So there's a number of hearts that have been broken in this room, but online. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm coming to mend, to heal, to collect again. It's as though you feel like your life got broken into pieces and then blown away in the wind like dust. And it would feel like, how could I ever be whole again? And the Lord says, I am your wholeness. And I know where you are. And I call you unto myself, and I collect you back into me. And starting right now, there is the peace of God that will establish your heart. And you'll go, I feel whole again. See, he can gather us from where we've been scattered. He can collect us from where we've been given away. And he can bring us into oneness and wholeness because he is the Redeemer. And I see the Redeemer going and collecting you. It's like you go, I've been gone through so many things. I don't know where to go forward. And the Lord says, let me just first collect you to myself and then I'll take you to the future. So let him collect you. There's a collecting anointing happening to the brokenhearted, to those that have been, feel that separation.
Lord, we thank you that you are the one who heals the broken hearts, Lord, who binds up the wounds, who opens the captives' doors, Lord. Lord, I just thank you that even tonight, Father God, there's a balm of Gilead that's flowing to the hearts of everyone in this room, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that there's like a supernatural heavenly glue, Lord, that's bringing the hearts back together. And in fact, it's like those kind of dishes that I think they're Chinese or something like that that I've seen where they've been put back together with gold. Mm-hmm. And it makes them more valuable and more beautiful than they were in the first place. And the Lord has accounted for every season that you've walked through and every piece of your heart that it's taken this way and another piece that's gone that way. But he's bringing hearts just back into wholeness.
Yes,
in
yes,
Jesus' name, we thank you for that wholeness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing souls out of prison, Lord, who've been locked up and feeling away from you. You're bringing souls out of prison, then they will praise your name. Lord, I thank you that you are turning the mourning into joy, Lord. You're taking the ashes and you're creating beauty. Father, I thank you that your plan, Lord, is being accomplished. Your ways are higher than our ways, and we haven't understood always how you work, and we think you're not working. But Lord, I just thank you that there's a glimpse of understanding coming that, no, you've got it. Everything's on time. Everything is perfect. Everything's going forward in your timing, in your way, and all is well. In Jesus' name, yes, in Jesus thank you, name. Lord. I thank you, Father, that the Comforter is loosed even in this room, Lord God. Father, I thank you that there's comfort, Lord, that's just being like rained down on people. Lord, I thank you for that new move of the Holy Spirit, Father. I thank you that the past season is falling off and the new is coming. The springtime is here. The winter is past, but the springtime is here.
Well, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
So if everybody's been moving and changing, that's great. And if you've been in a place, teams that you have been praying over someone for a length of time, let's release them. So we just keep this moving. Once you're hearing God speak, whether online or with here, go and collect it before you go. At 8:30, which is we will pause and we will bless and we will seal. Holy Spirit will help seal that that's happening, but even before then, I recollect it. I even write it down in what I heard. It's just the more we gather it, the more we then leave with a substance that we can carry with us. So let's take. We honor the Lord when we don't despise or make little of. We honor Him when we say, "Whoa, that was something of which I'm going to grab hold of." This is a word, it may be for, it. There's a healing anointing to chronic illness. It's been a chronic illness, chronic, meaning that it's not, it's been consistent and persistent and warring in all manner. It can be from arthritis to intestinal, to migraines, to joints and ligaments that have swollen and no longer function. And the Lord right now, that word of knowledge that you carry that, He says, I'm going to now just heal it. As quick as I heal it, to undo what has been for so long. So I just believe there's a healing right now.
I feel like there's some of you that chronic illness, that chronic thing is actually an assignment from hell that's been placed against you just to keep you from being able to kind of rise above and get forward with what God's told you to do. And so right now, in Jesus' name, we just cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that there's a new free ease and a new freedom, ease, freedom. Mm. And we say, go forward, body. We say, go forward, Jubilee. We say, go forward, body. You're free in Jesus' name.
Yeah, wow, that's good. I hear him saying, from dis-ease to his ease. Yes. Yeah. From dis-ease, distress, to his ease, his rest. And it's just receive it. Just receive it. If you're in that place, receive it. All of you online, just receive his rest, his ease, his wholeness that's coming right now. Coming right now.
Mm.
Well,
I'm just sensing that the Lord has given some people in this room and some of you online some creative ideas that have actually come from Him. But the enemy also has come and wanted to take those things away and rob you of the blessing of what it is that He's called you to do. And so I believe that I'm feeling like there's a time period here where He's saying, just press in, go back to what I told you to do, believe me, I'm with you. It's going to work.
Well, that's good. Along with that, there are promises that you've had given to you. They may have formulated years ago, like I'm going to do, this is what God's going to do and what He wants to be. And there's even scriptures connected to them. But the warfare, the conflict that's come against the scriptures, the promise, the way you initially saw it, have worn you down and in effect created a veil so that you can't really see it, because now it's hard to see how that could actually happen. You're older, circumstances of life have changed, and you're wondering, well, maybe it just was for then and it wasn't for now. And I hear the Lord saying that all the promises of God are yes and they are amen in Christ Jesus for the glory of God through us. And what I'm hearing the Lord say is it's not about trying to do what you saw or do what he told you, but it's to go and celebrate back with him in worship or in prayer in his presence and acknowledge that what you heard, you heard. And what he said. And rather than immediately turn it back to, Lord, now when will you? When will you? God's saying, I would like to come and spend time with you around these words. There's things that are now going to open up that you haven't. It's like the conversation will unpack and he'll start enlarging the words, the prophecy, the promise. The thing about God, in delay, it only gets larger, not smaller. It only gets better, not worse. And so I feel like what God wants to say is come be with me with my word, abide in me, my word abide in you. Let the two of these, me and my word in you, come alive. It's because I'm going to enlarge it. I'm going to build it. It's like it's not gone away. It's gotten larger, and it's yet to be now discovered in that. Yeah.
I'm seeing, as we were standing here and you were saying that, I was seeing money growing on trees. And I believe that there's a multiplication that's taking place over the finances that are represented in this room. And so I just want to speak that. Lord, I thank you for prosperity, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I saw that money growing on trees. I don't understand that. That's not a natural thing. That's a supernatural thing. But Lord, I thank you for supernatural increase for everyone in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that debts are canceled, Lord. I just thank you for new jobs in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that every need in the house is met.
Now, this is a scripture that I believe is for online especially, but there's a few in here. And it's the supernatural hope coming.
Amen.
A baptism of hope, if you would. And it comes from this promise in Romans 15, 13. And it's a prayer. Paul prayed, and he says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the God of hope filling us with joy and peace, the two hallmarks of sanity, prosperity, and blessing of life, joy and peace in believing that we can abound in hope. But this hope isn't the hope that generates out of a favorable set of circumstances or promises or ideas. This is the hope that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. So right now, there's what I hear God saying is it's like the Abraham moment. It's the shift from the natural hope to the supernatural hope. No longer to look at the limitations to decide how far hope can go, but to look to the unlimited God to allow hope to go beyond where it ever could be. And I want to now declare this prayer that Paul prayed. God of hope, O glorious God and Father of hope, Lord Jesus, who is our hope, fill us now. Fill everyone online, everyone in this house, everyone who will listen later. We declare, fill us with joy. Effervescent, forever, twirling, strengthening, empowering joy. And also the peace that secures and guards and surrounds the mind and the emotions and the heart. Joy, peace. They're coming on you right now. They're coming in you. They're rising up like water, rising up from within and coming around and surrounding. And there is now a new confidence that's coming to abound in hope because faith is rising. I'm going to abound in hope. You're going to become, the Lord would say, where you have had your continence countenance cast down and you've lost your sense of joy or jump in your step, the Lord's gonna is empowering you. You're gonna carry power hope, and it's gonna be contagious hope that others are gonna draw strength from. You're gonna just be up. It'll appear to people who don't understand. You're just turned in super optimistic. But it's the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit to cause this abounding hope. So I release abounding hope, a large, increasing, ever-increasing hope into every life right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. Praise is becoming and appropriate. The Lord is building up Jerusalem. He is gathering together the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and calls them by their names. Great and mighty, majestic is the Lord our God. He is abundant in strength. His understanding is inexhaustible.
Yes. Whoa.
The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts down the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God with the lyre. Lord, I just thank you that there's a new spirit of praise that's coming on where there's been a garment of heaviness. We just take off that garment of heaviness in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you that there's going to come a new freedom in worship.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you said that, I see it. And literally, I think we could online just take off. It's like a cloak of reproach and distress and depression and heaviness. And we just take it off. We get angelic help, because when it comes time to be old robes taken off, the Bible talks about angelic help. So it comes off. But now I just see us receiving the garment of praise. So when you said that, I really felt like, let's receive it. So Lord, we receive the garment of praise. Put it on us, Lord. Allow us to wear it. It's becoming. It's a part of the way we are to respond to life, praising you, entering your gates with thanksgiving, coming into your courts in praise. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Lord, we just thank you that garment of praise, Lord, is literally the tool that you're handing to us. You're saying, use this. Use this in every situation that's being set against you. It's your tool. It doesn't look like a very strong tool, but it's the most powerful tool.
Yes.
Pick it up and use it.
Yes. And praise Jesus for his victory. If you don't know how things are supposed to go, just praise Jesus for the victory that's apparent in Christ, for the victory to become apparent in our life.
Yeah.
The Lord says, I am breaking the separation between my church and my son's glorified victory.
Yeah.
I am breaking down the barriers that have existed through accusation and condemnation and cursing.
Yeah.
I am causing my church to rise up again into agreement with my son. You will rise up in praise, and you will hold that place, and you will live from a place of victory. For there is no longer going to be a beaten down, trodden down body of Christ. For my son is rising up within. The Spirit of God is picking us up. And we are joining our faith with his faith and our belief to what he has accomplished. I feel you can even feel, if you want, online, there's a lift. Let the lift pick you up to see yourself from the life you're living in to this throne room of grace, from the limitations that have crowded your life out to the unlimited view of the victory of Jesus expressed in your life. Joy, peace, healing, breakthrough. I just see we're literally stepping out of that what has been closed around us, and by the Spirit stepping into Christ and what he has done for us. And when you're there, declare it to be true. The agreement, the confession of hope, is often us bringing to Jesus the words and promises he's already said and allowing them to feel the affirmation of heaven, because heaven will always affirm what we are hearing. Heaven wants to encourage us in our hope. It's hell that wants to drag us down and say there's no possible way. So come into the place of Jesus and let that affirmation now, that the voice of the Lord lifts you up and you join your agreement with, it's like, I will live and not die. I will rise above. I will see change in my home. In fact, the Lord would say, I want you to prophesy the promise before you see it completed. Change what you're declaring. I am the one who has done it, not going to do it, but it yet to be seen. But declare it to be done before you see it. Give me praise and thanksgiving that I'm doing it, and as I had done it, and you will see it that much quicker, because you will be aware not of the limitations, but of my unlimitedness. So take hold of that. If you're hearing that online or here, to lock in on the outcome of the victory that Jesus is doing.
I feel like right now, Steve, there's a grace for you to release people into a new place of prayer that have not been able to experience those throne room experiences. Or that just sounds like, I just don't understand that, and I don't get it, and I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm certainly not going to try it. But I believe that in this atmosphere of prayer right now, that the Lord is wanting to give you a gift of a brand new prayer life with him, and that Steve has a gift of prayer on his life, and he's going to just release
That's good. Yeah. I want to ask one question. If there's anyone that is coming, still waiting to be prophesied over, and come on up and hold up your hand so we know that we want to make sure everybody is receiving their prophetic word. You can't be super nice on these days. You have to press in and find the person. But right now, we're about to close the 8:30 mark, so we will make a door of blessing, but I want to release that. If you would desire in the house or online a new mantle of prayer, a new mantle, but prayer would be invigorating and enjoyable and thrilling. Stand up, because I think there's a special grace that is being given. This is a new prayer to come alive again, to be the thing you look forward to all day, and the thing that you gain the most joy out of in the day. Lord, I bless everyone online, everyone in this room, and everyone who'll be listening. The grace you placed on my life to find a place in your presence that has become more real to me than the world I'm walking through. The place that gives me more strength and support than any support that could come from the world to me. The love that I have experienced, and the gentleness, your understanding and your tenderness. You are merciful where you are picking me up and picking us up and holding us in your embrace. You are gracious where you stoop down and engage with all the resources that you carry into our little world that we're trying to find a way through. I bless face to face, heart to heart, presence into presence, prayer. I grace everyone to come out of religious struggling to gain acceptance through discipline, to friendship and honesty in Christ and his victory being all that we pull from. I bless everyone with a brand new prayer mantle.
Amen.
Like Elijah, when Elijah received the mantle of Elijah, he took it and he hit the Jordan, who had just split the day of hours before for Elijah. He said, now show me the God of Elijah. And the Jordan split. And I believe the Lord would say, go and ask me now for my new prayer life. and say, Lord, I want to see the prayer life that is full of intimacy, full of power, full of joy. I want prayer to be the place that I go to first and the place that I enjoy the most. You say that. You say that to the Lord. Okay, I'm receiving, and I'm going to put it to a test, and I'm going to step into that experience. The Lord Jesus now establish me in the prayer life that I am to walk in through your provision. Whoa.
Thank you, Lord. And I believe there's a love that's being released in that place. As Steve spoke about experiencing a love that he knew. There are some of you that are looking for love from a man or for a woman, but it doesn't come from there. The love that you're looking for, the true love, comes from Jesus Christ. And I believe that as that new place of prayer was released, you will discover that place of love that you have been waiting to discover.
Whoa. I think that, Cammie, that's huge. I believe right now the all-sufficiency,
yes,
the all-sufficient one. Jesus has the capacity by what he accomplished through his resurrection and through the power and person of the Holy Spirit's adaptability as a comforter and parakletos coming alongside to come into the hole in our life and fill it with himself. And all of a sudden, what was our aching pain that I wish if only this could be resolved. It doesn't even just have to be where I need to be loved, but where we are pining away at the loss of something that we wanted love for. I believe right now the Holy Spirit wants to say, I'm going to demonstrate Jesus in that hole, and I'm going to fill it up with Jesus. Fill it up. So just lift up your hands, and online, lift up your hands. Here he comes. Holy Spirit, you who bring Jesus so well, you who glorify Christ so completely, you who, having begun in us the good work, see it through to the completion, who Jesus is both author and finisher. I now declare and decree that Jesus fill every heart, fill every hole, fill every breach, fill every place of aching pain, and fill in the abundance of himself, the abundance of himself, the greatness of himself in there. An overflowing blessing of Jesus Christ. Whoa. I can feel that. I can feel. He's getting larger than the whole. He's taking beyond. He's carrying us, picking us up into completeness. Completeness. There's coming a day. You're going to know completeness.
Yes.
What the Bible calls perfection, it means to become complete. We're going to know completeness. Completeness. Where we were going, if only this would happen, all of a sudden, whether it happens or doesn't, won't matter, because the completeness is coming up from within, like drinking from the water. He said to the Samaritan woman, if you drink from this well, you're going to be thirsty again, but if you drink the water I give you, it'll spring up within you as a bubbling artesian well of life. And I saw that just It's coming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just receive it. Let's thank him for this. Yes, Lord. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Satisfaction. Satisfaction. Completeness. Whoa.
Thank you.
Whoa. 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 Now, as we're going to close in a moment with a blessing, I want you to collect in your heart the things you're hearing the Lord say. A lot of times there's a lot to be kind of processed in the prophecy, but there's maybe like one word or one phrase, and you log that phrase in before the Lord in agreement. I hear you say, I'm hearing you say to me. This is what I'm hearing. It's not the totality, but it's the one thing that you're grabbing. Once you do that, that becomes like a handle. And tomorrow when you go visit it in prayer, you'll grab that handle. And even if you're going on to listen to the word or going back to read about what you wrote, it's just the grabbing of that handle. It's like the handle of a door, and you open it up and you walk back into the experience. So everybody, before we bless you and we allow that sealing, process into one sentence. I'm hearing the Lord say to me. The Lord is saying to me. And then fill in that rest of that phrase. Everybody online, just give you a moment to do that. You are loved. You are greatly loved. You are greatly loved, and you have not been forgotten. In fact, God is starting, he's awakened the new thing that you've been asking him for. A new heart, a new experience, a new sense of excitement, purpose. It's actually coming alive right now. And it isn't, you don't have to look for it. You just have to acknowledge it, that he's able. The new thing has started. The Lord has started a new thing. It will spring up, but the new thing has begun. And you can go home and thank the Lord for the new thing that has begun. And in the thanking him for the new thing will start springing forth. Because I see it. I see it all over you. The love, the completion, your cry of your heart. But now today, the Lord says, it's a new day. I made all things new. From this day forward, all things new. So you don't have to go backwards to think about how is that affecting tomorrow. Everything's new. Does that make sense? That you can declare that God has made all things new, and he will make all things new. You don't have to make anything. He's making them brand new. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. I want to bless you. You're welcome to stay longer, but let's take that one phrase, that what would we declare? If you're online, join us. What is it the Lord's saying to me? And say it back to him. Lord, you're saying to me, just go ahead loud enough you can hear yourself. You're saying to me, this is so key. It's like the door handle on your house. If you get a handle, then you can open a door, and you open a door, you can enter back in. I hear the Lord saying to me, and it's got to be good. It's got to be big. It's got to be wonderful. It's got to be generous. It's got to be large. It's got to be something you can't do yourself. It's got to be something that only he can do. So let the largeness of the sound, don't be afraid to speak the word. He's not afraid of you overstepping.
That's right.
He's not afraid if you say, I hear I'm coming out of poverty into millions. Yeah. He's not worried if he has the money. He's got the money. You can hear, I'm coming out of a season of infirmity into strength. Yes. And breakthrough. You declare what you're hearing. I'm coming out of confusion into clarity. I'm coming out of discouragement into confidence. It's a declaration, and it's large, right? Everybody say it to the Lord. Just say it out loud enough that you know you've heard it and you've said it. You can repeat it and refine it. Whoa! He's collecting those words. They're going to become our confession of hope. They're going to be the door of opening tomorrow in prayer. Whoa. Everybody online, just grab that phrase. This is the season. Residency is mine. I am going to have the promise of a mate. But until that outcome, I have found my spouse, my beloved Jesus, who will fulfill everything. But I am not going to walk in life without being married. You can declare that because Jesus will give you the confidence, and it is now and it is here. You just say it. So I bless now, according to Ephesians chapter 1, Lord Jesus, you said, or Paul said of you, that we've been given an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of you who work all things according to the counsel of your will. That we who first trusted Christ should be to the praise of glory. Then you went on, Paul, to say, and we also trusted after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom, having believed, which is who we are believing in, Jesus, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of the inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. Which all that says is, Holy Spirit, come now. You who seal us in Christ. You who infuse us into the oneness of Christ and the confidence and the resource. For the Lord would say to each of us and all online and all of us that your future is not in you, it is in me. Your yes. The answer to this declaration is not from you, but is from me. the outcome of what I've begun will not happen because you complete it, because I complete it. That's
right.
Have begun it. I will finish it. I am the author. I am the writer and the publisher of your beautiful place in me.
Yeah.
So I now decree over you that what you have said, yes and amen in me to the glory of God, through you to the glory of my Father. So come and grow this word, for this word now has become the door handle to the next season of discovery and breakthrough and victory. And yes, it's going to get larger. Be expectant of a larger word growing upon a word. For I am not limited in my conversation by what your resource or your ability. I am only limited by your faith. So let my words grow and become larger over the time and in our worship, for I'm about to break open vistas. I'm about to take off ceilings. I'm about to unlock places that were locked up and release new seasons of breakthrough for every one of us, every one of us online. It's coming now. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let's thank the Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord. Blessings. So we will release your release to go into the day. If you're still being prayed for, continue. But we bless you. Was this good? Should we do it again? We thank God for all these ministers. We're going to do it next week. We're going to talk about how to partner with the prophetic, the promises, and the purposes of God that are unlocking in our life. So I hope you can come back. We're going to do more of the teams, but part of just resourcing what you've been given. We're going to get into that. God bless you, everybody online. We'll again see you Sunday. Sunday will be great. Blessing.